sounds of the sensational.
Everlasting, baby.
Motherfucking Express.
Everybody needs to chill. Play your haters on the CD. Only real niggas stay on top. All these niggas be bad as shit. They can't live like pop. Started with five shots, never plot to kill him. Never figure that same nigga sell 5 million. Hit the charts like a madman, nothing but hits. Court cases got a nigga facing multiple dicks. Dodging cop cars, look at how we come so far. Picture my high school dropout, rolling the double R. House full of happiness, weed and drank. Way out, so in trouble, try to find me cake. Never vision living longer than my 21st. Thought I'd be locked down, cracked out, or in the dirt. And though it hurts to see the change, it comes with the fame. Watch for gossip in a silly game. To all the motherfuckers speaking down on me, this is the night. Why is everybody caught up in box life?
Y'all niggas all up on
y'all
shit.
Niggas, fuck all y'all. This is Pop's life, and everybody needs to chill, cause this is Pop's life. Player haters wanna see me kill. Pop's life, only real niggas stay on top. Now all these niggas is mad, cause they can't live like Pop.
Yeah. Half the rappers from the East Coast were there when I got shot. Nobody knew a thing. That's just like you coming to the hood and the police ask them what happened. And everybody's like, I don't know. You know they lying. And all I was doing was like, give me my proper etiquette. Biggie was out here on the West Coast. He was in the studio with me and we homeboys, and he got shot. No, I wouldn't tell him who did it, but he would want, I wouldn't go ride a nigga who did it, but he would want to know who did it. And I'd be like, look, man, these niggas from Rock did it. Mm, this is why they want to talk to you. When, that's how I do it. Just like when the niggas from the 60s wanted to get trapped. I went to them personally to talk to them. I do it by the rules of etiquette. So I got shy. I'm like, yo, what happened? Come see me in jail. Biggie all in the air to my ear pocket. My homeboy wound, but not see me. My homeboy Stretch is going to Biggie's concert. Niggas is like abandoning me. But all in the air and on TV, they like, yeah, pop, rest, you know, keep the struggle on. I was like, yo, I'm starting to turn into like Slick Rick. Niggas is just going to act like I'm going to just be in jail. And they going to give me shout outs and try to take my position. And if you watch, that's what Biggie did. Listen to it. I was there and they got trained. The nigga used to be under me like my lieutenant. The nigga, I used to come to New York. I used to do shows and let the nigga come on before I did keep your head up and get around. Cause nobody knew the nigga in New York. And I used to tell a nigga, yo, if you hey, wanna make your money, you gotta rap for the bitches. Do not rap for the niggas. Yeah, I told the niggas, don't rap for the niggas. Rap for the bitches. The bitches will buy your records and the niggas want what the bitches want. So all of a sudden he changed from being listen to a part of your bullshit. Listen to his style. He changed from that to Big Pop. Yeah. Because of me. He had my album, Me Against the World was the second one. He had the first one. I changed everything because Ready to Die came out and it sounded like my album. All my album was about, you know, dealing with death. And if he came out Ready to Die, I had to switch it.
Wow.
That's why it was less East Coast rap, East Coast beat.